This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Medical experts push to rename PCOS as metabolic reproductive syndrome. Healthcare professionals are advocating for renaming polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, to better reflect its systemic nature as a metabolic and reproductive disorder. Medical experts in Jersey have highlighted that the current name misleads patients and healthcare providers about the condition's true scope beyond ovarian symptoms. 10 to 15% of reproductive age women worldwide affected by PCOS symptoms extend far beyond reproductive health. Percentage of PCOS patients experiencing different symptom categories, irregular periods 85%, insulin resistance 70%, weight management issues 65%, psychological symptoms 50%, ovarian cysts present 20%. Source: International PCOS Guidelines 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. Current name creates clinical confusion. Dr. Sarah Mitchell, endocrinologist at Jersey General Hospital, emphasizes that the term polycystic ovary syndrome fundamentally misrepresents the condition's complexity. According to research published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, many women with PCOS do not actually have ovarian cysts, while the syndrome's metabolic components often prove more clinically significant than reproductive symptoms. The proposed terminology shift to metabolic reproductive syndrome aims to capture both the hormonal and metabolic dysfunction that characterizes the condition. Healthcare providers report that the current name leads to delayed diagnosis and inadequate treatment of the syndrome's non-reproductive manifestations, particularly insulin resistance and cardiovascular risk factors. International medical organizations have been reviewing nomenclature changes following similar advocacy efforts across Europe and North America. For more research on clinical updates in endocrine disorders, healthcare professionals increasingly recognize the need for diagnostic terminology that reflects disease mechanisms rather than historical naming conventions. Metabolic components drive long-term health risks. Clinical evidence demonstrates that PCOS patients face elevated risks for type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic syndrome, regardless of reproductive symptoms. Dr. James Thompson, consultant endocrinologist and lead researcher at the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, notes that insulin resistance affects up to 70% of PCOS patients, making metabolic management a primary treatment priority. Recent studies published in Diabetes Care show that women with PCOS develop type 2 diabetes at rates 4 to 7 times higher than the general population. The metabolic dysfunction often precedes reproductive symptoms, challenging the traditional understanding of PCOS as primarily a gynecological condition. Healthcare systems are beginning to adopt multidisciplinary approaches that address both reproductive and metabolic aspects simultaneously. This shift aligns with recent health policy developments emphasizing comprehensive care for complex endocrine disorders. Patient advocacy groups support terminology reform. Patient organizations across multiple countries have endorsed the proposed name change, citing improved understanding and reduced stigma as key benefits. The PCOS Challenge Organization, representing over 200,000 patients globally, argues that accurate terminology helps patients recognize the condition's systemic nature and seek appropriate multidisciplinary care. Research from the Journal of Health Psychology indicates that the current name contributes to misconceptions about the condition's severity and treatment requirements. Women report feeling dismissed by healthcare providers who focus solely on reproductive symptoms, while overlooking metabolic complications. The terminology debate reflects broader discussions about medical naming conventions and their impact on patient care. Similar efforts have successfully updated names for other conditions, including the transition from juvenile diabetes to type 1 diabetes, to better reflect disease characteristics rather than demographic assumptions. Up to 70% of PCOS patients experience insulin resistance, with diabetes risk elevated 4 to 7 times above the general population, yet only 20% actually present with ovarian cysts. Dr. James Thompson, European Association for the Study of Diabetes, Diabetes Care, 2023, Key takeaways: medical experts advocate renaming PCOS to metabolic reproductive syndrome to reflect its systemic nature. Current terminology misleads patients and providers about the condition's metabolic components, affecting 70% of patients. Only 20% of PCOS patients actually have ovarian cysts, despite the name suggesting this is a primary feature. Diabetes risk is elevated 4 to 7 times in PCOS patients compared to the general population. Patient advocacy groups support the change to reduce stigma and improve understanding of treatment needs. Frequently asked questions: why do medical experts want to change the name of PCOS? The current name, polycystic ovary syndrome, misleads patients and healthcare providers about the condition's true nature. Research shows that only 20% of PCOS patients actually have ovarian cysts, while up to 70% experience significant metabolic dysfunction, including insulin resistance. What would the new name be, and why is it better? The proposed name, metabolic reproductive syndrome, more accurately reflects the condition's dual impact on both metabolic and reproductive systems. This terminology helps healthcare providers and patients recognize the need for comprehensive treatment addressing insulin resistance, diabetes risk, and cardiovascular complications alongside reproductive symptoms. How would a name change affect patient care? Accurate terminology could improve diagnosis and treatment by encouraging healthcare providers to assess metabolic components routinely. Studies suggest that better understanding of the condition's systemic nature leads to earlier intervention for diabetes prevention and more effective multidisciplinary care approaches. The proposed terminology change represents a broader shift toward precision medicine and patient-centered care in endocrinology. As healthcare systems increasingly recognize the interconnection between metabolic and reproductive health, accurate diagnostic terminology becomes essential for optimal patient outcomes and resource allocation. International medical organizations continue evaluating the evidence base for nomenclature updates that better serve both clinical practice and patient understanding. Source: PCOS name change more representative of condition.